When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show. No fluff, just the good stuff, helping you build the business of your dreams with our practical business lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. In today's episode, we're going to discuss why Airbnb is failing and how to avoid the same downfall. Airbnb is facing some serious challenges as a company, despite the fact being one of Silicon Valley's darlings, disrupting the accommodations industry, hotel industry, and now they're losing their footing. But why? And more important, how can you make sure you don't make the same mistakes in your business? Yeah, you can make the same mistakes as a big company like Airbnb. Whether you're an up-and-coming entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner that's been doing this for decades, understanding the hurdles of giants like Airbnb provide invaluable lessons that you can use so that you can be better at business, so you can avoid these pitfalls and grow regardless of what the market throws at you. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Airbnb, a company that once revolutionized the travel industry, allowing anyone with a spare room to become a hotel, basically, is now facing significant challenges. What's going on here? Well, to kick us off, here are a few statistics that paint the picture for us. I want to start by saying that Airbnb right now is not in a disaster situation, but they are going downhill. They are losing grip of their market share, and it's kind of the beginning of them not succeeding. And this is actually really important. I want to do this episode now because you want to catch things before they're too late. And I know Airbnb is already on the radar and already doing some things to change the things we're talking about in today's episode. As of the last report, Airbnb's revenue growth has significantly slowed down. It's at around 5% increase year over year. This is compared to explosive double-digit growth in its early years. And remember that Airbnb is venture-backed. Investors are not happy with 5% growth. They invest in companies for 2x, 3x, 4x growth year over year. Another thing that's quite interesting is that customer satisfaction scores have dipped by 8% over the past 2 years. That's actually a very large dip in just a short amount of time, 2 years. On top of that, regulatory battles have surged by 30% as more cities worldwide push back against the short-term rental model. This complicates things for Airbnb. It creates more problems. It slows them down because they got to deal with these issues that are coming up and handle these cases that are not allowing them to really penetrate markets. And lastly, a significant 15% increase in operational costs have been reported. This is really squeezing profit margins more than ever. So why is this happening? Let's break it down. Airbnb's story is one of rapid expansion, but with that growth came growing pains. Here's some of the major factors that's contributing to these challenges. The first one, and I think this is the biggest one, this is my personal analysis, and is that Airbnb is like many marketplaces. They're serving a lot of different masters, but at the end of the day, there's only one master that you can serve or one consumer or customer you should be serving. Airbnb is struggling because they have to serve, one, the property owners that are renting out their houses and rooms because they need them. They need these people so that there are places listed on their platform. So they're trying to serve these people. They're trying to make sure they're successful. They're trying to make sure they're happy. But at the end of the day, there is no business if the customer, the actual consuming customer, the person that's renting out the place on Airbnb is not happy. And over the years, I've noticed in my own personal experience of using Airbnb, the experience has dwindled. At the end of the day, you have to remember, why are people booking a home or a room in a home or any kind of accommodation, a hotel room for that matter? They need a comfortable bed to sleep in. They need something that's safe. They need something that can give them a nice shower and a decent location. Okay? That's really the core of accommodations. When I go to a hotel, for example, regardless if it's a well-known name brand or a boutique hotel, I sort of know what I'm going to get. I know that I'm going to walk in and there's a reception. I know that someone's going to greet me. I know that I can check in at any time. I know that there'll be some sort of security, you know, a key to get into the door at the lobby, a key to get into the elevator into my room. I know that I'm going to have a decent shower. I know the bed should be pretty decent. There's a standard I am expecting, and that's what makes the accommodation worth paying for, because I'm getting something solid for the night so I can sleep and go to my business meeting or enjoy my vacation or whatever it might be. This is something that Airbnb lost sight of. They forgot that they need to have quality control. They need to make sure they deliver on the basic promise of accommodation. And rapid expansion of Airbnb has made this very difficult to maintain some sort of standard. And this is what leads to varied customer experiences. There's a lot of people that love Airbnb and they have great experiences. And there's some people that just absolutely hate it. And of course, there's people in between. Another reason why they are having some challenges is that the market is getting crowded, oversaturation. Everybody's jumping onto Airbnb, leading to an oversupply in many markets. So many people are trying to earn some income by renting out an extra room or renting out a property they have. And it became sort of like an easy way to make money. But now there's oversaturation. There's too many choices in major cities. And now, in order for the actual homeowner to make some money, they're going to have to increase some prices to cover costs. And now you're not really just competing with other Airbnbs. You're competing with accommodations, hotels in your area. And then that gets really difficult to do because now you're competing on price. It's just a messy situation because of the saturation. We talked about the regulatory hurdles. A lot of cities are really against these short-term rental options because it's kind of ruining the neighborhood in some way. We talked about the regulatory hurdles. This is also causing a lot of issues for Airbnb because a lot of cities don't want these short-term rentals in their neighborhoods. Now, I don't have any strong opinions about this, but many people don't want people coming in and out of their neighborhood, different people that are temporary, that are not staying for very long, maybe causing noise, maybe not taking care of the community. Maybe this is like a security problem. You know, imagine, you know, your neighbors were somebody different every single day. This is some people's reality, and they're starting to push back and tell, you know, their local government they don't want this anymore. This is causing some serious issues for Airbnb's growth. So what can we as entrepreneurs, small business owners, learn from Airbnb's situation here and take action in our own business to make sure that we don't fall into the same pitfalls? Number one, with a silver bullet, is focus on quality over quantity. Before you try to scale and take over the whole universe, you want to make sure the quality of your product and your service and the experience your customer's having is always amazing, is always top-notch. This means growing slowly. You got to be patient. Ensure your growth does not compromise the quality of the products or services that you're offering. Otherwise, you're asking for trouble. Because as you grow, that means you have more customers, more voices, more people complaining if they're not happy with the service. So you got to make sure it's even better than it was before. Satisfied customers are the best marketing tool. One of the best examples of this is Disney. Disney, they're not perfect, but they grew slowly and they made sure the quality of their service and their accommodations at their parks and their resorts never are compromised. They never build one park or resort at the same time as another one. So they started out with Disneyland in California. They did really well. They then kept that quality and built Disney World in Florida, then in Paris, Japan, Hong Kong. You get it. Keeping the quality up. Number two, regulations. You gotta stay informed about regulations in your industry. You gotta adapt because things are gonna change. It's almost guaranteed things will change. Rules, laws change all the time. And you gotta make sure that your business is adapting with them. This goes for even online businesses. GDPR, you know, something we all had to adapt to and make sure we have some sort of disclaimer or acceptance on our website. Making sure your terms and privacy policy is very well written, is tight, is reviewed by a legal professional. because it only takes one or two mistakes in some serious areas to cause a lot of headaches for your business. Number three, innovate constantly. Don't rest on your laurels. If your business is going well, continue to do what's doing well. But think of new ways to serve your customer. Think of new ways to support them, to help them. Because the way you make money today may not be the same way you make money tomorrow. Apple understood this very well. They cannibalized their own products, right? They had something called the iPod that played music, and then they had the iPod video that played videos and music, and then basically they knew as soon as the iPhone came out, that product's going to not sell, but that's okay. It's better for them to beat their own product than somebody outside the industry, or outside Apple, I should say, in the industry, beat them. So create your own competitive product to help rejuvenate your brand and serve your customers as things change. Now, Airbnb is actually doing this right now. They're actually trying to expand the offering by doing Airbnb experiences like hiring a photographer at the city you're at, or, you know, food tours or experiences. They understand that. But look at your own business. How else can you support your customers in different ways? eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business, and invest in other types of investments, like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. I want to bring this back to brass tacks. I want to put this in real context. Let me give you an example so you can understand that this is not only something you need to be concerned about if you're a big company like Airbnb. Imagine Sarah, who started a small bakery that quickly became a local favorite in her local area. As demand grew, she expanded rapidly, opening several more locations within a year. However, the rapid expansion led to quality issues, and the charm and the beauty of her original bakery just got lost. Additionally, she wasn't prepared for all the new health regulations and codes and violations that she might be stepping into as she expanded. This caused her further problems, and customers started to complain, giving negative reviews on Google left and right every day because it's just not the same bakery as that first branch that she opened earlier in the year. Sarah's story is no different than Airbnb's. It teaches us the importance of controlled growth, staying informed, and prioritizing what made us successful in the first place, the high-quality product that our customers were expecting. In conclusion, Airbnb's current situation serves as a very powerful lesson for all of us. It's not just about growing fast. It's about growing right by focusing on quality, adapting to change, and constantly innovating. We can avoid some of the pitfalls that Airbnb has gone through and is going through right now. Now, I'm confident that Airbnb will turn things around. They will change. They have some very smart people that are leading their company. But it doesn't mean we just ignore what happened. We learn from it. Remember, in business, it's not just about the destination that matters, but how you get there. You want to have a comfortable business, a business that doesn't drive you insane, a business that actually is enjoyable to grow and to scale. Thanks so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you have gotten something out of today's episode or any of our episodes, the best way to say thank you is to follow the show on whatever podcast app you're using right now. I love providing these great lessons for free to you, and I want to keep on improving. I want to keep on growing. I want to keep on expanding the show, and your part in that expansion is just to hit follow. That's all I need you to do. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Tony Robbins is known for saying success leaves clues. And so people are successful, just see what they did and, you know, follow that success and follow their actions. But failure and struggle and challenges leaves clues as well. Take note of them and then immediately ask yourself, how could this happen in my business? How can I avoid that? How can I make sure I'm doing something right now to prevent that from happening? Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in the next episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.